Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, you can call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We do have a phone call that waited through the break. Should we
get
to it right away?
Yeah, let's do Bob.
We had Bob that was patiently waiting through the commercial break. Bob, you're on Early Break. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Sip. Hey, why is it that you got that you can't put the coach – say the coach can, how many wins a coach can have in this, in how many wins should have in his first year, when you turned around and you said that when Mickey took over, Mickey should have at least 6 wins.
I never said that.
Or at least make it bold before he can get to, before, you know, if he's going to be a head coach.
Never said that.
And, you know,
Bob didn't say it. Jake Jack say that?
It wasn't even his players. Most of his weren't even his coaching staff, you know. And, you know, this guy is bringing his own players in or his own coaches in. He's going to have to recruit his own players. And the schedule is there for right. You know, Michigan's the team to beat, not Ohio State. Michigan's the team to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the schedule this year, we only got Michigan on the schedule. So, I mean, you know, I think it's kind of hypocritical.
Hold
to
on,
say,
Bob.
Oh, this coach should, you know, give him a little break when, you know, be honest with you, we're paying him $9 million.
Uh-huh.
He should be winning. He shouldn't be winning maybe 1 or 2, 3 games for the first year. He needs to be winning.
Okay. All right, Bob. Thank you. So here's the deal. When Mickey Joseph was interim head coach, we there's a common conversation is that if he's going to be for sure in the discussion to be head coach, he's got to get to 6 wins, 5 or 6 wins. That was a conversation we had. We cannot avoid that. That was a conversation that we had and a lot of different shows had.
He's got to get to 5 or 6 wins
this season.
Himself?
For Nebraska for the season.
So he would have had to win
four to 5 games, which seemed, again, that was a lot to ask for, taking over a 1-2 program that had lost to Georgia Southern and Northwestern.
Am I missing something here?
What?
Are these the same conversations? We're talking about a guy trying to get a job versus a guy building a program. Not same.
Well,
not hypocritical.
Why were we asking Mickey to have to win that many games?
I don't remember.
Inheriting.
I don't remember.
Oh, we talked. Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay.
We attached.
You have to find that sound.
No, we did. We said that to be in the conversation, he's got to win some games here and get to 5 or 6 for the
some
season.
Some games.
We said if he gets to 6, he's probably the head coach. That was a conversation we had. That if he got this team to a bowl game, inheriting a 1-2 squad and seeing all the problems they had on defense, if they got to 5, 6 wins on the season, then he probably deserves the job. But that was going to be an uphill climb, uphill battle for him.
I don't remember saying that Mickey's got to win a set number of games to get that job. Because I don't remember saying it? Because I never said it. Never said it. But I don't even regard them as a – I don't regard that as a linear conversation. All I'm saying – and I'm not – listen, I'm just saying I don't want to even – can you recognize a little bit how ridiculous this conversation is about rule? He hasn't even hired his staff yet, and you're attaching win totals to it?
Well, I didn't say anything crazy. Since when is 6 wins crazy? It's not crazy. Nebraska's not.
You don't even know who the defensive coordinator is at this
I don't.
Point. You don't know who the quarterback is. You don't know anything.
I don't.
What are we doing here?
I don't think you want to go into year one and just say whatever happens, happens.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he's building a program. He's trying to build a program. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that conversation.
I'm curious, listeners, your thoughts on this.
Oh, God.
So, what are you saying then? When should we build an expectation for year one? When is that proper? Right now, it's fine. You don't know what's in the portal. You don't know what's coming to you in terms of coaches, recruits, transfer players. At what point do you assess an expectation for the season, or can you? Yeah. Is it just whatever happens when we get to August?
Well, I don't characterize it that way. You expect them to play good football, but
I mean, Lincoln Riley takes over USC after a bad season, and right. They're a playoff
team.
It can happen. Sonny Dykes takes over TCU, a 5-7 team, and they're 12-0.
It can happen, and you can point out those, and then you can point out ones that haven't gone.
I'm not expecting that. It's not ridiculous to have expectations for year one.
No, it's not.
And let me tell you, TCU was not expecting this type of season. This was not This is a surprise year.
This place eats itself. I mean, it's what it does. It's what it does. It's probably why we have. I mean, some of the reason we're in this predicament because it's.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me say that Nebraska needs to win 10 games next year? That's not what I have said. I don't think any Nebraska fan would argue that 6 wins is not a ridiculous thing to ask
okay,
for.
Okay, I know. Just keep go ahead. Keep
you're
yelling.
You're not playing.
No, nothing's ridiculous.
Your non-conference games.
Rose Bowl's not ridiculous.
Your non-conference games aren't against Bama and Georgia and Tennessee. You're playing Louisiana Tech.
The point is there something wrong with just letting him build the program? Just let him build it and see where it goes the first year. Is that really that bad? I guess it's because he's making a lot of money. You can't say that. That's where I stand on it. I just want him to build the program in the right way. All right? That's what – you're right. He probably would say, he wants to win every game.
Right. I think he would want
– I mean, he wants to win every single game, of course. But I don't – I'm a little surprised that people are just coming out of the gate with he better win 6 or he's got hell to pay here.
Phil says this. I think this is kind of what I'm trying to say. So let Phil, I've already said this, but just coming from Phil, he says, Sip, I am confident that Rule will improve this program, but we made him the second highest paid coach in the conference, and I believe a top 10 salary nationally. I think for that kind of investment, a bowl appearance is not a ridiculous expectation. That's what I'm saying. It's not ridiculous. 6 wins is not ridiculous. I'm not going to say you fire him if he doesn't get there.
sort of.
6 wins is middle of the pack in the Big Ten West. Okay, that's that, what's wrong with that for year
nothing,
one?
Nothing. I'm not going to do this. I ain't going to do it. I'm just letting him build a program. You can yell over there all autumn next year if they're losing. And that's what we do here. And that's where it's got us. I mean, you ran out guys who won 9. I mean, you ran them out.
Like I said, you can't blame me for 8 years ago.
I mean, yes, I can, because you're doing it again.
No, I'm not. I didn't run them out of the building. I said I have an expectation.
Great. Well, you're a tough guy.
Well, I expect
he's making a lot of money, so yeah.
6 wins is not 9 wins, my friend.
Yeah, right, okay.
6 wins is half of your games. Half.
I know. It is what it is, Jake.
John says you're taking your ball and going to the corner.
I'm not taking my ball.
Well, you called me out in the first hour for the first segment for doing that. I'm standing in the middle of the playground. I'm saying, come play with me, guys. Okay, that didn't sound right. Let's play some football. Damn it.
Just stop. What's wrong with you? And hey, listen. I got into this argument with Robin yesterday.
And what did he say?
Same thing you are. Sean and Robin gang tackled me.
Well, guess what? You're getting gang tackled on the text line as well.
Great. Great.
You're calling me tough guy, and I'm the one that's been joining the party over here. You're the tough guy that's trying to fend for himself against the whole gang here.
Yeah.
That's you can Robin be a coach defender. That's fine. We're going to give Matt Rhule time.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
As I said
that's
yesterday.
It definitely sounds
when,
that
when
way.
We look at the boxes, I would just say in year one, if they don't get to 6 wins, it just goes disappointment. There's either good or bad disappointment.
Heat's on.
Heat's on.
Heat's
not on. No, the heat's not on. But
I mean, the guy hasn't even moved his boxes into his office, and the heat's on. Great.
Welcome to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Welcome to big boy football.
Oh, yeah. We're playing really big boy football. Haven't been to a bowl game in when?
Welcome to what people want is
big boy football. Really big.
He's the one who pushed big boy physical football in his press conference.
Well,
toughness.
Let him do it, yeah. I mean, let him.
Well, you can see elements of that. You can see that build in year one.
My God.
We have to see a weak team in year one.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just not going with the or else thing here. I'm checking boxes. Disappointment. What do you got, Rhule? I mean, let him.
I think you're
let
hearing.
Let him bring
people.
In his own players. I mean, I know what I'm hearing. I know what I'm hearing.
Texture says no. I'll read the one in favor in your defense here to help you out.
I don't need help.
Well, I'm just somebody. You know, you're not.
I don't
alone.
Need to be defended.
You're not alone. Just say that. Ryan says we have no idea what the team looks like next year. This is on your behalf. It sounds like quite a few players are transferring. We're trying to predict how many wins we'll have. How about we wait and see what the team looks like? I get it. I get that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Got phone calls.
Oh, God. Headache starts. It's Friday.
I got ibuprofen in the back for it. You need some coffee.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm getting some coffee.
Well,
I
got coffee.
I'm getting some coffee.
You got cough drops.
How have I not had coffee yet?
I don't know. That's the problem.
No.
You get a little surly
the
without the
coffee. You're the problem.
Well, what else is new? Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.